Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Special day in the Duke City today. We've got our friend Ryan Reese. He's the co-founder of the Whosoever's Movement, a nonprofit organization that empowers students at public schools around the world to make positive choices no matter the circumstances. Ryan also teaches a weekly study at Calvary Chapel Golden Springs, which can also be heard on KWVE Radio 107.8. 9 FM. He's the host of a live radio talk show, The Ryan Reese Show, which is heard nationwide every Saturday night. Ryan, you're a night person, aren't you, man?
I am. And the show's broadcasted through your station as well.
Amen.
Yeah, so I'm excited to be here.
But not in the middle of the night, buddy.
That's true. I know.
Hey, 9 to 10, that's the middle of the night for me, man.
Well, hey, think about this. I know it's true, because the older you get, the earlier you go to bed. I'm figuring that out these days now that I have kids. And check it out. It's on the East Coast, too, so that's really late.
Oh, yeah.
That's like 12 o'clock at night the party starts, you know, till 1 in the morning. And but you know how those East Coasters are? They're up all night.
Hey, there's all this good stuff about what you're doing. You're obviously doing some great things, but what you're really doing is you're skateboarding and having fun and ministering the gospel in the process.
Yeah, God uses those things that, those desires in your heart, those gifts that you've, those things you've been a part of your whole life. He likes to use those for ministry as well. So we've been just using that during this time during the pandemic.
So here at Los Altos Park in Albuquerque, that's at the corner of Eubank and Lomas here in Albuquerque, right next to Los Altos Swimming Pool. You're having your skateboard tour is coming to town. 2 o'clock, you're going to start giving away prizes. You got some other churches and things set up over there. You guys will be on the air with me till 2, but then we'll have to scoot you over there as quick as we can. Tell us a little bit about the Whosoever's Movement.
Okay, so basically the Whosoever's Movement started about 13 years ago. And I used to manage a professional skateboard team for about 10 years. Prior to that, I was doing music festivals as well. And even when I was managing a team. So I've been working in the music and skateboard industry for about 18 years. And long story short, I got caught up in the drugs and alcohol. Walked away from God and went after the cares of the world. And received them, got everything I wanted, and I ended up ODing in a hotel room in Panama City after 9 days of cocaine, Xanax, and alcohol. My mom and dad heard that happen. My dad's Raul Reese, the pastor, for the listeners, and so I'm a PK. They heard what happened, so they basically started praying. And by God's grace, I came out of it the next day. And at that moment, I was in my room by myself, and I just called out to God, and I said, Jesus, are you real, and do you exist? Because I was, I didn't really care about the church. I didn't care about Christianity. I didn't want anything actually to do with the church at all from like 11 years on until I was 33 years old. And at that moment, I just said, God, if you're real, forgive me for my sins. Like, I'm literally desperate for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know, I just needed him to invade my life, and I needed him to prove that he was real. So I said, Jesus, forgive me of my sins, come into my life. Well, I thought Jesus was going to show up at rainbows, lightning bolts, and angels and be like, my son, Ryan, I've been waiting for you. That didn't happen. So I remember there was a Bible in a hotel room. They're in every hotel I travel around the world. They're called Gideon Bibles. Mm-hmm. I opened it up, started reading it. Still nothing happened. So I stole the Bible from the hotel, got on a plane, read it for 5 hours straight. The King James Version. I'm a horrible reading. I've been in the special ed classes growing up, so King James is like some Shakespeare business. But anyway, fast forwarding, I landed and I felt peace for the first time in my life in 23 years. And I knew that God was real. And I just repented, gave my life to him. He forgave me. He filled me with the power from heaven, the Holy Ghost. And I just started reading the Bible. And at that point, I discovered that Jesus Christ would go from town to town, village to village. And he just came to help people and to love people. And to just minister to them and be there for them. And it says that he sent out the disciples after he gave them the power of the Holy Spirit to go, to preach the gospel, to lay hands on the sick, cast out demons, and to bring the good news. And basically that model is what I do today all around the world.
Ryan, you're being easy on yourself, mentioning that you're the son of Raul Reese. I would imagine that there was a little more pressure on you than just being the son of, say, me, Jim Williams, because I'm not a famous evangelist. I'm not a famous pastor and Bible teacher. So you had to have some additional pressure on you, but I imagine that the people that you will see tomorrow at Los Altos Park, and I was mistaken, it's not this afternoon, but tomorrow at 2.
Yeah, tomorrow.
You will be speaking to a lot of kids that maybe don't have the greatest relationships with their parents.
Yeah. So as I've traveled all around the world and I've been in front of hundreds of thousands of students from fifth grade all the way to college universities, what I've seen is even before the pandemic hit, the rise of depression, suicide, and anxiety, the brokenness from homes. Now with the pandemic, the drugs, the alcohol, the suicide has increased. Even like with people are stuck at home with their family and their spouses and abuse, everything has just increased right now. And this is why with the Whosoever's movement, since the pandemic started, we haven't stopped. We've continued touring Montana, Idaho, Florida, California. Now we're in New Mexico. We have not stopped since it started because what you just said, people are hopeless and they need the good news and they need to know that there is a loving Father in heaven. And Jesus Christ came on that rescue mission out of eternity to die for their sins. And he wants to forgive them and he wants to heal them physically, spiritually, emotionally. He wants to touch their life. And that's what the scripture teaches. And that's what we want to do. We want them to let them know that God loves them. And there is a way to be transformed because Jesus says all the old things in your life will pass away. And everything will become brand new. Now, either Jesus Christ is a liar and he's not the Son of God, or he is who he said he is. And what I've discovered in my personal life is when God touched my life that day, when I had this brokenness, hopelessness, I've been through several abortions, married, divorced, bitter, angry, hated God, all this different stuff in my life and my testimony, that when I asked God to show up, he did, and he flooded me with the power from heaven, the living water, and he cleansed me, and he empowered me, and he's transformed me, and he showed me my identity, who I am in Christ, and that's what the world needs. They need to find the loving Father and encounter him.
I appreciate your resume is full of stuff that is weakness, because it's God's power coming through you now.
Exactly.
And you're ministering in his power. That's the special thing, is people would just let go of stuff they perceive in themselves as weakness. You're teaching people, young people, how to see themselves the way God sees them.
Mm-hmm. He sees them how he created them. He created them from in his mother's womb. He knit them together. He knew what they would be. And what happens is, as we go through life, we get caught up in all this noise. We start, average person spends 9 to 11 hours in screen time. And what's happening is they're finding their identity in screen time. They're learning new ways to sin, just by watching social media and different things. And they're trying to keep up with the Jones or find their identity in music or who they're sleeping with or how they dress and all these different things. And I'm guilty of that as well. And I just got lost in the rock and roll, you know, punk rock life of like going against the whole grain of society. But what happened is once I found who Jesus Christ is, I realized that he was punk rock. He did go against the whole religious institution. He went against the whole grain. He got all the outcasts. Mary Magdalene had like 7 demons in her. You got the filthy fishermen, the disciples. You had Judas, you had Thomas, you know, he was all, you know, doubting. He had all these people that were just like whatever people that had all these issues, the sons of thunder, these guys with anger problems, and he got them all together and he went with them. He discipled them. He showed them what it was like to have a relationship with the God of the universe. And then he empowered them. He sent them out. And the Bible's filled with people that aren't perfect and God just getting people's lives and transforming them and using them for greatness. And everyone was born with greatness in them. But what happens is we lose our way when we get caught up in all the noise and all the distractions that Satan hooks us with. And remember this, Satan is a fisherman as well. Satan will throw those shiny objects in front of our face, those lures, you know, those rainbow lures with glitter. And it's those things in the world that he thinks, oh, if you get this, he'll throw that to get our attention so we grab it and hook us. And what does he do when he hooks us? All he wants to do is destroy us and kill us. And that's the job of Satan. But Jesus says, Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I've come to give life abundantly.
Ryan Reese is in studio with us today. We're talking about the skate park tour for the Whosoevers. They are coming to Los Altos Skate Park. That's tomorrow, February 13th, 2 o'clock p.m. There's going to be prizes. It's a free event. You're going to see some great skateboarding and have a blast out there, and you're going to hear a little bit about the gospel. Parents, if you're listening right now, Ryan, what do you have to say to the parents?
Okay, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. We're about to party tomorrow. 2 o'clock, skate contest. $100 best trick. So this is open for BMX, skaters, guys that ride scooters. Come on down. What we do is we just show up, and it's going to be a best trick. So we're going to look at kind of all the obstacles there in the skate park, and then what we're going to do is we're going to session each obstacle. We're going to go to say maybe there's a handrail, and we'll have everyone charge the handrail for about 15 minutes. Whoever gets the best trick there, we'll break them off some cash. Then we'll go to the bowl, skate that. So we'll just go around and skate everything. So by the time we're all done skating, after about an hour of skating everything, connecting with the kids, having a good time, you know, not keeping them there for nothing, just saying, hey, if you want to skate, but once we're done, we'll give out all the products. And then after, I'm going to tell them why I came. I'm going to say, let me tell you why I came. And then I'm going to give the gospel message, open up an opportunity for us to be able to pray with them, to lead them to the Lord. And then we want to hang out and we want to fellowship. And, you know, when I mean fellowship is just kind of hang out with the kids, hear their stories one-on-one and pray with them individually and just kind of hang out till the last kid leaves. And then, you know, plug them into church, obviously, because what good is it if we don't, what good is it if we don't get people discipled? You know, we're not there for a fireworks show. Actually, we have no fireworks. All we're doing is just showing up with $100 and we're going to skate.
Well, I would say the air that you guys get, there's plenty of fireworks, especially for most of the parents, because I watch my kids do tricks like that and I want to have a heart attack.
Yeah, no, it's going to be cool because skateboarding has progressed so much since the 80s and 70s, you know, back with Dogtown and the Z-Boys. You've probably seen that movie in the theaters, but skateboarding is so gnarly now. I mean, these kids are just breaking themselves off. They're just going for it. And when you throw money out there, I mean, these kids, you got to think about this. Kids go to the skate park every day to practice tricks. Well, now's their time to shine. And they get to get paid. So it's like double whammy.
Yeah, and just have a great time.
Yeah, it's just going to be a fun day of tricks and hanging out.
The community that you'll see tomorrow, Saturday again, Los Altos Skate Park, 2 o'clock p.m. What are the questions they'll be asking?
You know, when you have these, conversations with kids after, like we were in Montana, which was number one for suicide in the nation. And then I think it recently went down. Oh, they were number two, I think. And then it went down to number three this year. But, at the skate park, there was all kinds of, you know, kids will come up and they're saying they're being abused at their home, or they're, you know, taking drugs to numb their pain, or they're getting, you know, literally physically abused by their parents, or, you know, maybe they feel they're not good enough because their parents are, you know, on them, or, you know, they're struggling with school and grades and trying to be successful and the pressures, and, or even just being locked up at home and not being out, be able to go out to their friend's house. There's so many issues, or maybe even struggling with their sexual identity. You know, I've had kids come up to me and they're like, hey, Ryan, I love what you said. I'm pansexual. And, you know, pansexual is basically like, it's like the salad bar of like sexuality. It's like, you know, you could be an alien today, an animal tomorrow, a girl today. You know, it's just kind of like whatever you choose, whatever you're going off your feelings, you know, your emotions. But, you know, there's a lot of confusion out there with these kids. And that's why we want to just bring the truth to them. And some of them actually, you know, believe it or not, there's a lot, Satanism has arise more these days because a lot of artists, you know, in the hip hop world and different people, I don't know if you saw the Super Bowl, but did you see, Weeknd when he played on the background of the screens, it said Satan. Satan actually popped up on the screens. You can look that up. Yeah, it's just such an interesting time that we're living in, but kids are confused. But guess what? This is what's epic. When you talk to a lot of these kids nowadays in this generation, they don't even know who Jesus is. Like they'll literally be wearing a chain on their neck, like with a cross. And I'm like, hey, you know what that cross means? And they're like, it's a cross piece. Like basically they're saying like rappers wear it. You know, like I'm wearing it because my favorite rapper wears it. And then I'm like, no, did you know that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, hung on that cross for the sins of the world? They're like, what? Who's Jesus? They don't even know who Jesus is. They don't know he hung on that cross that they're actually wearing. So when I see people wearing crosses, I think it's an awesome opportunity to go up and ask them, hey, do you know what's up with that cross? So think about this. The time that we're living in, people have been dumbed down with the gospel. Like us as people in churches, we think, oh yeah, everyone knows who Jesus is. They don't know who Jesus is. So during this time, they are so open to hear about Jesus. When I tell them about the forgiveness of sins that Jesus died on the cross, they all know they're dirty sinners. No one has to tell them they're sinners. Trust me, they'll start laughing. I go, you think you know you're a sinner? They start busting up. Everybody knows that in these days and age. They know. You know why? Because everything that they're watching, the stuff they're into, they feel that guilt because it's the Holy Spirit that's always drawing man to themselves, right?
Yes.
So it's all there. All we have to do as fishermen is go fish for men, catch them, give them the good news, and then release them into the church.
Awesome. Ryan Reese is in studio. We're talking about the Whosoever Skate Park Tour coming to Los Altos Park in Albuquerque. The address is 10120 Lomas Boulevard Northeast. That's really the corner of Eubank and Lomas here in Albuquerque, right off of I-40. I mean, it's like you get off the exit and you're right there.
Awesome.
Ryan Reese is inviting you to come out and be part of a skate park event
yeah.
where you can ride a BMX, you can yep. ride a scooter, boarding, whatever you think is.
Yeah. And if you just want to come and be, like, this is cool. This is for everybody. Like we were just in Taft, California. It's a 13-year-old kid committed suicide and, he was getting bullied at school during his online sessions, you know, when they're watching TV and some girl was bullying him. Anyway, he committed suicide. The parents knew that we, are reaching the youth. So they contacted us and they talked to the city because California shut down. That's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. So they talked to the city and they allowed us to, they opened the skate park and cleaned it all for us. And they invite us to come in to do a community event for the whole community. It's this little farm town, like probably like west of Bakersfield. So we went, we invited all the community. We had hundreds of people show up. It was parents, aunts, uncles, kids, brothers, sisters. Everyone showed up and we just had the best time. And then we got to be able to go out and give the gospel message to the kids. So, and some people brought waters. Some people brought chips. Some people brought pizza. So it's like, it's just a community event. It's a party. Come one, come all. And you're going to see amazing skateboarding. People are going to, the kids are going to go for it. So it'll be exciting.
Sounds good. Ryan Reese with us. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard to their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to a family member or the state. Our goal is always to show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the staff. For more information, go to our website, acch4kids.org, or call 898-5520.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for a mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will give you a clear and concise loan estimate. Give them a call at 836-5700 or reach Ben Lucero and his team at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. There's not enough energy in the studio today because we got Ryan Reese and a couple of his ministry partners here in studio. We're talking about the Whosoever Skate Park Tour that's coming to Los Altos Park tomorrow, February 13th, 2 o'clock p.m. That's at 10120 Lomas Boulevard Northeast, kind of the corner of Lomas and Eubank here in Albuquerque, a block north of the freeway, I-40. It's really going to be an exciting event. So I've got to ask you, Ryan, talk to us now about best trick, and you're going to give some money out to people based on a trick on different obstacles on the course, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the best trick is because it depends on the skate park. And we've been all over the United States doing
this. So will there be BMXers that'll do a certain thing?
Yeah, so like, I mean, when we were in Idaho, man, there's some BMX dudes that were doing like backflips, and then these scooter kids were doing, like, they were doing like double backflips, and then they were like doing like tail whips. So I mean, these are like technical terms to the tricks that you probably don't know, but yeah, these kids are going for it. Like literally they're like coming up and doing like off the transition and doing like a double backflip, like on a scooter. Have you ever seen those wheels? They look like, you know, they're smaller than this little water bottle, but yeah. And then skateboarders there, you know, depends on the obstacle. We had some monster bowl down in Boise, Idaho that we were skating. And it's almost like your guys' skate park, but it's actually, believe it or not, it was actually bigger. Wow. You guys have some pretty high transitions here at the skate park here, but this one, they called it the Monster Bowl, and it was just massive. But yeah, kids were doing some pretty, like, doing flips out of that and the whole thing. So I don't even know, honestly, what your guys' skate park looks like downtown, because I haven't seen it yet, because I haven't been there. So I'm excited to get there, see what's there, the other thing I want to do is I want to talk to the local kids.
It's a pretty big park.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, for, you know, we're a city of 750,000. I mean, it's not going to be what you find in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, believe it or not, Los Angeles, we don't have like massive skate parks either because there's not that much room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, more like Orange County where I live, you know, we got the massive parks, a lot more room down there, you know, San Diego, like outskirts of San Diego area, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to talk to the local kids and then just basically see what they like to skate. Cause see this whole event, it's about the kids. It's about the kids. So I'm like, hey, what does everyone at the skate park like to skate? Which areas? And then they'll pick it and then we'll just skate it together and just, let them do it. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited to see what's going to happen there. And I'm excited to see the fruit that's going to come from there. Cause I've been going back to different cities. I went back to some other skate parks we did ministry at before. And I remember this one kid came up to me. He's all, hey man, your prayer worked. I'm like, what prayer? Last time you were here, you prayed for me that I would receive Jesus. And he goes, guess what? He goes, I go to church every week now. And I'm like, cool. It was like just some kid. And I was like, right on. Cause I didn't recognize him, you know? So, you know, the fruit of these trips and just, you know, just seeing the kids, learning about who Jesus is and relating and, going after him.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a fun question.
Yep.
Who's the greatest skateboarder of all time?
Well,
okay. You can tell me the top three.
Yeah. Well, it just depends on like skateboarding. It's more based on style and the tricks, obviously. But style. So it's kind of like everyone has their own preference of like there's some skaters that can do every trick possible, but their style stinks. So you're like, that's cool. He can do it, but he's not pleasant to watch. So what would be relatable to you? Cause you're not a skater. Do you watch basketball?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So there's
that
like,
is God's game, Ryan, just so you know.
Oh my gosh. Let's get out of here. Well, you're tall. I'm like, you know, looking for the yellow brick road. So, you know, that's why I never played, basketball.
Right. I love it.
All right. So check this out. Basketball. Who has style? Like someone like Jordan, like when he plays, he's just steezy, right?
Okay. The greatest dunker of all time. And I don't care who you want to talk about in modern times.
Yeah.
He's a guy that I don't know if you were around when he was playing, but that's Julius Erving, Dr. J.
I don't know much about basketball.
So Dr. J was one of the great dunkers. Now, a guy like LeBron James, who you know.
Okay, yeah.
he's just pure thunder. He's just going to smash the ball through the rim. There's no,
like when he's just
there's
going,
no elegance to it. He's just like, boom, bam.
Aggressive,
and
yeah.
And somebody's going to be laying on their back bleeding.
Okay.
Because he dunks on you that hard.
But then who's the guy? Okay, so you got that guy. Yeah. So in skateboarding, what we would call that is Hesh. So you got the Hesh dudes that are just like, they bang out the tricks, but they're just like, rah. You know what I mean? Just like growling, like just going for it, like savage style, right?
Right.
But they look sick because they're savage style. Now, who's the basketball guy that's just like smooth? So it's like, but also that savage style is steezy as well. You know what I mean? It looks good. But, anyway, that's the way skateboard. So back to who are some dope skaters is,
The only skater that I know is the guy that I think kind of invented it. He was kind of like the first. That's Tony Hawk.
Okay. So Tony Hawk was actually, he came around a little bit later.
Oh, really?
Yes. So there's a movie that came out. It's called Dogtown and the Z-Boys. Mm-hmm. All these dudes were from, what's that beach called? Santa Monica. They're all surfers. But then they decided at that time to, when there was no waves, what else to do? So they started putting wheels, roller skate wheels on wood. And they started pushing and skating like banks and stuff that would look like a wave, concrete wave, basically. And that's Jay Adams and all those guys. They're the guys that started it. And funny enough, Jay Adams actually became a Christian. And he was known for his style. He's like the guy that all skateboarders look at as like the guy that brought style to skateboarding.
Now, was skateboarding mainly West Coast?
It started at Santa Monica on the beach.
Santa Monica on the beach.
Yeah, surfers.
And you watch these surfers now. They do everything the skateboarders do. They do everything the half pipe guys do.
They're doing like kickflips and like flips and stuff.
Oh,
big
old
backside threes.
Nuts.
It's crazy. There was this guy named, or still around, Christian Fletcher. And I remember back in the 80s, My brother's about 6 years older than me. My dad, he got us all into surfing at a young age. But there was this guy that, Christian Fletcher, and he was doing like big old airs and stuff on surfboards back then. I remember like, no one's ever even seen an air on a surfboard before. This was back then in the 80s. But I remember that was just incredible to just watch videos and just see the progression of stuff, just like any other sport. You know,
well, you probably remember Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
So here's a guy on a big, massive 1200cc Harley Davidson that's got to weigh 350 pounds, jumping 120 feet.
Yeah.
The guys on motorcycles now, the X Games guys, they're jumping three or four times farther than Evel Knievel did. They're going up in the air another 40 feet, and they're doing double backflips on the way. That's just got to be pure athleticism.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. A lot of my friends are actually like the Metal Militia guys, the guys that started the actual, they're the ones that actually started the full freestyle motocross sport, them and a couple of their friends. But, that whole sport is crazy. And the way that whole thing birthed was they all got tired. Like they were like the punk rock kids that didn't fit into the corporate stuff, and all the track racing stuff was more corporate sponsors. But they were the kids that were all partying and going nuts. And then they just started hitting backcountry stuff, big old jumps. And then that turned into actual a full on sport after it went to the Vans Warped Tour, which turned into its own thing. And then everyone just started pushing it because whoever jumped the first 20 foot, then, you know, you got to jump the 25 and kept pushing it over and over and over. And then they're flipping. And it's like, honestly, when I watch that stuff, I'm literally like, like, what else can you do now? Like, one of the guys from Metal Militia, he died recently, or not recently, probably like, I'm getting old and I said it's recently, it's probably like 5 years ago, but he just overshot a jump and came up short and died. Cause I mean, think about it. You're jumping that far and if you like blow it.
Oh yeah.
Like, you're gonna die. I mean, you are just shatter your femur and feet and knees and. That sport is very unforgiving.
Okay, so I want to get back to skateboarding. Okay. I want to get back to the Whosoever Skate Park Tour. And I want to ask you one more what I'll call a fun question, and that is, okay, a guy goes down on a certain obstacle at the skate park, does a trick. Are the kids sitting on the side going, okay, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to add two more things?
Yeah, so the way skateboarders, you just got to keep topping the other guy. You got to do the hardest trick. You got to do the hard. So it's the most technical trick, or the most difficult trick.
And by the way, this isn't something necessarily that you've practiced before. You got to just go for it.
Yeah. You're skateboarding every day, so you're learning your tricks. And then the question is, can you put that trick down, that 10 stair, or figure out a park, or that 8 stair? Basically, this is the question. If we're skating a set of like stairs, say it's like a 7 stair, like I'm thinking about a skate park set of stairs, 7 or 8 or like an 8 stair. The question is, what's the most technical trick can you put down? The most difficult trick can you put down an 8 stair? You might have only been able to do it down a 4 stair before, a 5 stair. The question is, it's go time. And under pressure, and there's a crowd and people, can you throw that down an 8 stair right now? And then you move over to the handrail. Now,
all right, this is a dad speaking now. The Whosoever Skate Park Tour coming to Los Altos Skate Park tomorrow, February 13th, 2 o'clock p.m. Ryan Reese has already invited you to come out, bring some pizzas, be part of the party out there and have a good time. But I'm going to ask you to bring one other thing, a first aid kit. We're going to be back with Ryan after these messages. Stay with us.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. I'm Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
At Krecker Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecker Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheKrekkerLawFirm.com. TheKrekkerLawFirm.com.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturday at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Ryan Reese, the founder of the Whosoever's Movement, in studio with me. We're talking about the Whosoever Skate Park Tour coming to Los Altos Park Saturday, February 13th. That's tomorrow at 2 o'clock. $100 is going to be given out for the best trick contest. Now, is this multiple $100?
Well, I heard Nate Heisek was going to give $1,000. So that's just
there
a rumor that's been going around. No, I'm just joking.
I love it. I hope Nate's listening.
I know.
That's good stuff.
It's a hundred. Well, that's awesome you said that. It's $100 best trick, but you know what's been epic? Every park we've been going to, parents are there and they're excited, or people come up and they're like, hey, we want to donate. So sometimes we get like $500 total, and we just expand the contest. So,
and you're just going to give that money to the kids.
Well, yeah. If you're going to bring cash.
Yeah.
And we're going to give it away right to the kids right on the spot. Because once they land the trick and we decide who that best trick is, we give them the money right there on the spot. We don't wait to the end. So we just pay them as we go.
Yeah, that really sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to put you on the spot now.
No, don't.
So you already mentioned you're a pastor's kid,
yes.
PK.
Yes.
Of a very, very famous pastor. Wrote a book, he's actually written multiple books. And I'm dating myself here, but when I was learning how to skateboard, we were using clay wheels that got stuck on rocks. as you were going down the sidewalk, so I can crash with the best of them. But I used to go, when your dad was a very young pastor, to the pastor's conference that Chuck Smith used to have in Costa Mesa, California. And your dad was just an amazing speaker because, like you, or maybe I should say you're like him, he speaks to the people right where they are, meets them right where they are. And so I thank you for doing what you're doing. But I've got to ask you about this rebellion against the Christianity that you were raised with.
So what about the rebellion? You want to know how?
I want to know. You decided, hey, I'm not going to pay attention to what mom and dad are telling me about this guy, Jesus. But then he brought you back.
Yeah. I mean, you know, during that time when my dad's book and all that came out, when you know, he was really getting a massive platform, that's The Fear of Freedom, the book and the movie. And I was traveling around the world with him when he would be premiering that, those movies in different countries. And at the same time, my brothers were part of the, you know, skinhead and punk movement in the 80s in Hollywood. And they were actually playing a lot of big venues. And one of my brothers was dating Gwen Stefani at the time. And their band, No Doubt, that you've heard of before, was opening up for them. So they were in the mix with Hollywood. So I was around this whole skinhead and punk movement growing up, seeing like, so I'm seeing the church stuff, but then I'm also seeing like this whole Hollywood and all this, looking at my brother's friends basically going, I like that, smoking and drinking and, you know, kind of getting wild, you know, because I'm a wild guy. You know, that's kind of, I always had these crazy names for my brother's nicknames. But what happened is I just like the forbidden fruit, in a sense, I didn't want what God had for me. I wanted to know for myself what the forbidden fruit tasted like. So I went after the things of the world. And one thing led to another, discovering pornography, you know, hardcore XXX porn mags and first grade. And then discovering XXX porn movies at my friend's house, seeing what that looked like, that really started affecting me sexually at a young age, as porn does. And the average age for kids getting into porn now is like, I think it's like 7 years old now. It's pretty typical with screens, and they discover it from their friends' brothers, which how I did on TV. But what happened is that started triggering me into that direction, and then got caught up in smoking and stuff like that. But what happened is the enemy just got a hold of me. And sin is fun, right? The Bible says sin's fun for a season, right? And I would hate to say that it wasn't fun, but it was fun. But it gets a hold of you, and it destroys you, and it makes you sick. It's almost like eating cotton candy. You see cotton candy, and I like the purple version, and you get it, you buy it, and what happens is you take a big bite of it, and you think it's going to fill you, and you all of a sudden, in a matter of seconds, it turns into little pebbles. And it doesn't feel you. It dissolves. It's like a false hope. So then you eat another big old thing. Boom. And then it dissolves into little pebbles again. And what happens is you keep eating that bag till you're halfway done. And all of a sudden you're just sick. And you're like, I cannot eat another bit of this cotton candy. I'm totally, literally sick. That is sin. It looks like it's going to fill you up. You go after it. You take big bites of it. You consume it. And then you get sick. And that's exactly what happened. But I would say this. During this time, my mom and dad, they never judged me. They would find drugs and stuff at my house. You know, my mom found like 100 hits of LSD at my house, liquid LSD, sugar cubes. I said, Mom, don't touch that. You'll start, you know, seeing unicorns and purple elephants. And they would find stuff. But I remember my dad would always tell me, he would come to my house, see me, and I'd have my girlfriend live with me and whatever. And he would just say, God has a plan for you. And I'd be like, God has a plan for me. And it's just like the Holy Spirit, it would get me every time. And that's all he would say. I love you. God has a plan for you. And that's it. Cause I knew the truth. I know the church vibe and all that. I know where to get the truth, but he would just give me that. And what happened is he would pray. And for those parents that are listening right now, you don't want to push your kids away, because the harder you come down on them. And I take this like very lightly. This is a loaded question, but you can't, when I say don't come down on them, I'm just saying be led by the Holy Spirit on how to communicate, because you don't want to push them away. Because if you push them away, you will shut that door. And what my parents did, even though they would get so mad and frustrated, don't get me wrong, my dad would get very mad and very frustrated with me because I was crazy. And I would drive them crazy. But in their later years, they would just, once I was 18, I was an adult. So they just had to speak that those moments of truth into my life, and they kept the door open. I ride Harleys. My dad ride Harleys. So we would ride Harleys with me and all my crazy friends. We would surf. You know, we'd go to the movies. There were still things that we would do to keep the communication open about my dad. And when I decided to give my life to Christ, the first person I called was my dad because the door was open. I knew he never judged me, even though I was living like a crazy man, pirate, rock and roll, skateboarding, just this crazy life, very successful. But I knew that I can go and tell my dad. And what I did is I called my dad that next day. And I said, Dad, I said a prayer in a hotel. I read the Bible. And when I flew home and I went to bed that night and I woke up the next morning, I heard the song singing through my head. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And it was this song from Sunday school, which shows, like it says in Psalms, the word of God never comes back void. And I literally, that was the first time I heard God's voice. It was just this loud, like, it was like the song singing through my head from like fifth or sixth grade. And I didn't know what the heck that came from. And I said, Dad, I heard the song. He says, Ryan, that is the Holy Spirit and God has a plan for your life. He said it again. And literally at that moment, it all made sense, but the door was open. So we got to love people. We got to love our kids. And I have triplet daughters. I have 4-year-old triplet daughters and a 1-year-old son. And I don't have it figured out. But I just know what my parents did is that there was that grace and mercy and that door was open. So when the prodigal came home,
they were available.
When I came home, it was just like the scriptures. My dad was that father and he opened up his arms.
And he had a party and had a party for you.
We partied. And we're still partying.
The Whosoever Skate Park Tour is coming to Los Altos Park tomorrow afternoon, February 13th. That's Los Altos Skate Park, 10120 Lomas Boulevard in Albuquerque, corner of Eubank and Lomas, right next to the Los Altos Swimming Pool. Ryan Reese, the founder of the Whosoever's Movement, is in studio with me, and we'll be right back with a final segment with Ryan. Stay with us.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You get a better deal and a better experience. Every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or just come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Early Christian education should glorify God by providing an orderly, nurturing, and stimulating atmosphere for students exploring the world around them. Calvary Preschool strives to do just that. Each child who attends grows mentally, physically, socially, and spiritually as they interact with a loving, caring group of adults and peers. Registration for the 2021-2022 school year opens on February 16th. Visit CalvaryChurchPreschool.com today for more information. That's CalvaryChurchPreschool.com.
Dr. Tony Evans says we often lose sight of our own identity by basing who we are on what we do. But he says that as believers, we should define ourselves differently. He'll explain as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
When you go to a 12-step program, guess what they're going to tell you? They're going to tell you to stand up and give your name. Hello, my name is Bill, and I am an alcoholic. The Bible's going to disagree with that. Paul's going to say in Romans 6, that's not who you are. That may be what you're doing, but that's not who you are. You are a blood-bought, completely converted son or daughter of the living God that has a problem with alcohol. Paul's going to tell you to shift your identification in your newness in Christ, and therefore, verse 11 of chapter 6, consider your old person dead. That's not who you are. My name is Bob, and I am gay. No, that's how you feel. He's going to tell you, you must now identify yourself as Jesus Christ identifies you, because the more you tell yourself you're that, you're telling the flesh to be at home with the sin. Then he's going to come to chapter 7, and Paul's going to tell you, I struggled, and the things I didn't want to do, the things I did, and I resisted it, but it showed up again until I got to chapter 8 and understood the power of the Holy Spirit. And that the law of the Spirit is greater than the law of sin and death. So that in verse 13, he says, therefore I have no longer any obligation to the flesh.
Learn how a proper understanding of who you are can change the entire direction of your life. Check out Tony's CD series, U-Turn, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly and Dave Slade with Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming here on KNKT Radio and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly and Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach Holly or Dave on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Ryan, you've about got me worn out, man. I'm usually not worn out after an hour, but I don't even know if I could go out there in the skate park and keep up with you guys, even if I knew what I was doing.
I thought we were going to do another 5 hours.
Well, I can tell you this. I'll turn the microphones on and let you guys just go. How's that? And I'm sure that you don't need anybody asking you any questions. So we've talked about fun. We've talked about the fun of sin. So here's my question. Does a relationship with Jesus mean the fun is over?
Yes, it's all over. Your life's going to be boring, miserable, very dull, and not exciting. No. Did God create you to like be bored and miserable and just like lame? I mean, God created the heavens and the earth. God created the earth for us to have fun, to enjoy. And I think that's the biggest lie. And, you know, I have a new book coming out, and I talk about this in the book, Identity Crisis is the chapter. And basically it just talks about, you know, when you give your life to God, you know, you get this thought process of like, what can I do and what can I do? Which is natural because now you're a man of living by the Spirit versus the old man of the flesh. But for no reason are you supposed to live this boring life and not listen to music and not go out to concerts and not have a good time and enjoy life. Life has been very exciting for me since I gave my life to the Lord. Number one, because I can remember everything. Lack of the drugs and alcohol. And not dealing with all the side effects of the pornography and everything else that was in my life. I'm free. Whoever the Son of God sets free is free indeed. So I am free to go have fun and to live the life I was created for. I'm actually doing more than I ever have in my life. I'm skateboarding more. I'm surfing more. I'm going to more concerts. I'm out with more people, communicating, having a good time. I'm just living. You know, I'm just in the Word. I'm going to church, just fellowship. It's like, you know, there's a balance to everything. And I think the thing that the enemy, Satan, the destroyer, the liar, the serpent of old, what he wants to do is he wants to get us caught up and think that we have to be this Christianity in this box or whatever this box may be. Like, you can't have fun. You can't do all these things. And he wants us to be miserable and not have fun. And then basically sooner or later, you're not going to be free in Christ and you're just going to break out because you can't take anymore because no one could take rule, all these rules and regulations and this uptight religious stuff. And you're going to go back to your old life. And I've seen it over and over and over. So the way I operate and move in the Spirit now and the way I live is that I pray about everything. I'm like, God, do you want me to go here? And he confirms and I go. And it's, if I'm in a situation where I'm not like an antenna and I didn't pick up the Holy Spirit a signal and hear clearly what he wanted to tell me, and I end up in a situation where, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be listening to this band or at this concert in this environment where I showed up, maybe I need to bounce, and I leave. You know, and that's okay to make mistakes, and because we don't always hear God clearly every time. But yes, you're supposed to have fun. And if you're not having fun, that's not the life that God created you to live. I'm having a blast being a Christian.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say hello to you from one of your friends who's also a good friend of our show, your friend Ben Corson. He was on the show last week, and he told me to tell you hello. Because I told him you were coming.
Heck yeah. I was just with Ben. I had him on, recorded him on my show last week. And Ben Corson is awesome. I love that guy.
Well, he's like you in that, you know, he's got a massive amount of energy.
Yeah.
And he's a PK.
He has more, I think.
Oh, there you go. But he's he does have a lot of energy, that's for sure. I mean, he has so many sound bites that come out of everything that the guy says. It's almost like he, if you ask him a question, he has a sound bite in his head.
I was kind of nervous to interview him, honestly, because I'm like, this guy is so quick and so fast, and I'm 45. I partied a lot, so I'm a little slower than normal. But, dude, this guy is quick, and he has so many sound bites.
Yeah, but you're both real. Yeah. You know, he's dealing with things having to do with mental illness.
Yeah.
And depression.
Yes.
And the church really did a bad job of ministering to people with mental illness. They didn't really understand mental illness. And I think that's really changed now, largely through efforts with people like Ben, who have said, look, hey, this is a real thing. And once we get treatment, man, we're right on it. And we can have these great relationships with Jesus. But you've already talked so much about skateboard populations, people that love to get together to have extreme games.
Yeah.
If I can mention that. There's an adrenaline you're chasing. There's this or there's that. There's all kinds of extracurricular influences around that culture. But you're introducing a new influence. You've become the influencer rather than the one being influenced.
Exactly. Exactly. And we've done that, and that's what we're trying to show, is that you can have fun. Just in ministry, like, I want people to have fun doing ministry. You know, you think about when people go on mission trips, it's like, we were talking about it on our drive up here, we're like, oh, I'm going on a mission trip, I gotta get prayed up, I gotta get read up, I gotta show up, I gotta be holy, I gotta look holy, I just gotta be all, like, sovereign, just like, okay, let's go, you know? It's not what it's about, dude. Like, when we come on whosoever trips, we party. Like, the party starts, we're always partying. And when I say party, we're having a good time. We're believers in Christ. We're in the Word all the time. We always pray. Sunday service is like every single day. We're ready in and out of season, and we're having a good time doing it. And we came out with this new film called Full Send. It's called the Full Send film. It's coming out. I think the release is like, let me see. My boy just texted me the release. But it's coming out, let's see, Full Send March 1st. We're having a premiere for it. What it shows is us in ministry. It's a discipleship film to show people that you could actually go out, have fun doing ministry, be used in your gifts, have a great time, get serious when it's time for the gospel, bring the gospel, talk about repentance, because that's the good news of Christ, that if you repent, you get forgiven, and then you get filled with the Holy Spirit, and you read the Bible, which is the DNA of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the DNA of holiness, and you become that new creation, you get discipled, and then you get sent out, and that is the Great Commission. And that's this film. It's called The Full Send, and it shows us, we're shooting guns, we're lighting off fireworks, we're skating, jumping, doing backflips off bridges into rivers, we're off-roading in the cars, we're going absolutely insane. But like Paul says, if I'm in my mind or out of my mind, it's for Jesus Christ, right? So there we are.
Who are the whosoevers?
The anybodies. The from bums to presidents. The whoevers. Just whoever believes in Jesus. You just believe by faith that Jesus is the Son of God. He's the Messiah. And then you allow him to come into your life and fill you with his power from heaven. That the job of the power from heaven is to purge and destroy everything that is unholy in your life. And he renews your mind. He renews your hearts. He gives you identity. He gives you purpose. And then he full sends you into culture to let people know that there is a loving God and he loves the sinners. He doesn't love drugs, but he loves the drug addict. He doesn't love prostitution, but he loves the prostitute. He doesn't love homosexuality, but he loves the homosexual. He doesn't love the drunk, but he doesn't love the drinking, but he loves the alcoholic. And that's the good news of the gospel of Christ. And that's what the Whosoever's movement is we, our mission is the Great Commission.
You got to help the parents. We don't have a lot of real young people listening to this show. It's primarily parents. If you are young, man, I'm blessed that you're listening. But
we need to motivate these parents to get their grandchildren and get their children out to your event tomorrow.
Absolutely. Come out. Have a good time. You know, we've talked about a lot of heavy stuff on the show, honestly. It's been pretty heavy. But the reality is tomorrow's event, it's going to be a blast. It's a party. Come down. See the way ministry's done. Get inspired. Not see, come check it out. See how we do it. It's not that. It's come get inspired. See how easy it is. Have a skate contest and watch everyone have a blast and then watch everyone get saved. It's going to be sick.
So you're going to go out to the skate park probably later today. We're going to feed you lunch right after.
Yeah,
the station.
I'm looking at ready. I'm ready for you guys' Mexican food.
Oh, there you go. And we're going to take it in Mexican
New Mexican food.
I want to make sure you
green
know that.
Green chili.
That's right.
I'm taking duffel bags back of green chili.
Amen. And by the way, that's not a secret out in California anymore. 25 years ago, you'd say green chili and they thought, what, did you leave the chili out and it turned green? No. This is real green chili, New Mexican hatch green chili. That's what you've got to eat.
I got guys that literally bring duffel bags back.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
But it's good. That's why.
I know. It's amazing. I'm looking for a duffel bag. You got one?
Okay. I'll get one for you. Here's my question. What are you guys going to do when you get to the skate park? Do you have a little routine, a little warm up? Tell me what that looks like.
We show up. Have you seen our van?
I have.
What does it look like?
It looks like a surfing van from the 1960s.
It's purple and pink, warped, checkered. We show up, and they're like, what the heck just showed up? And then we cut out with a megaphone, and we said the party started, and that's it. And we just get everyone skating, start talking to everyone, and sussing out what we're going to skate, what obstacles we're going to skate at the location. And we just start. That's it. There's no bells and whistles. We just show up and get it going.
But do you personally like to go out there and check out the course on your board?
Yeah, I'll go skate it. I'm a skater. I skate. I'm going to be skating tomorrow. I'm not doing no best trick, but I'm going to be shredding the park. Old man style.
Old man style. Now, what's different between what are the young guys doing that the old guys can't do?
Well, see, the older you get, the sore you get and the more you hurt yourself. So, in my heyday, I ollied off like a, I don't know, it's probably like a 13 stair. You know, that's like coming down off it and, you know, you could.
So this means you jump off the top and you land at the bottom?
Yeah, at the bottom, exactly. And,
I would have cartilage damage.
Well, you know, I can't do that anymore. So that's the difference. Oh, where a kid would probably do it backwards, you know, switch dance with a flip in his board, like a switch kickflip down it or switch 360 flip, which, you know, that probably doesn't make sense to you, but yes.
Well, explain it. Switch dance.
You know, switch stance.
Switch stance.
It's like baseball. Switch stance.
So they told me I'm a goofy footer.
Oh, well, that doesn't make, so some people skate goofy.
Yeah.
So that means your front foot is in the back of the board where my front foot is on the front of the board. Or I'm sorry, if you're goofy foot, that means you'd stand on the board with your left foot would be on the back. Where my right foot's on the back. But that it's just some people are goofy. Some of the best skateboarders are goofy too.
Do you surf the same way?
I surf regular. Yeah, I'm regular foot.
Really? So you do it different on a board?
No, I'm regular foot.
Okay.
Any board, snowboard, skateboard, surfboard, yeah. Anything.
By the way, skiing.
Fighting my stance.
Skiing in New Mexico, my friend. You need to be on a snowboard in Taos, New Mexico. Biggest bumps you've ever seen.
Hmm.
And the incline is pretty scary.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The moguls.
The moguls.
Huh? Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
We call them bumps, Ryman.
Whoop-de-doos.
Yeah. And if you go up there during the summer, really steep slope with these huge boulders.
Yeah.
That's what's making the bumps.
Yeah.
And they're totally covered up with snow.
Oh, yeah.
Which means the snow's got to be 12 feet deep.
Yeah.
Because there are some huge rocks.
Sounds fun.
But man, it is an incredible place. And they just started allowing snowboarders here about 3-4 years ago.
Oh, really?
It was pure skiers up to that point.
No way.
But now it's everybody.
Yeah. Flooded.
And what a good time. So, Ryan, one more time. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock p.m., Los Altos Skate Park, corner of Eubank and Lomas in Albuquerque, just north of I-40. Thank you for being here today on ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for having us.
God bless you.
Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.